trash. Trash.
Take him. Take a man from me, take him from me, please. I dare you.
Man. Hey, Katy Perry had a crazy run-in with a fan. We're going to tell you more about that in three songs on Z100. It's Maxwell and Crystal. And for all the years I've known Danielle Monero, and you've listened to her with Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show, you know she loves her some Halloween. And they are bringing you Danielle's second annual Hollow Scream at Blood Manor. You pulled up last year, Crystal. Were you frightened out of your pants?
I love the scariness of it. My boyfriend was so scared that we had to leave early. Like, we couldn't finish the entire maze, which I'm still kind of annoyed about.
Be a part of it. They got your tickets tomorrow morning or z100.com/scare.
Repeat.
they play it.
Yeah, y'all know what it is. Katy Perry, Juicy J. Let's rave.
I knew you were gonna come to me.
And here you are,
but you better choose carefully.
Cause
I'm capable of anything, of anything, and everything.
Make me your Aphrodite. Make me your one and only.
Don't make me your enemy. Your enemy. Your enemy.
So you wanna play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare to do this? Cause I'm coming at you.
Mark my words, this love will make you love a day.
Like
a bird without a cage.
Down to earth,
if you choose to walk away, don't walk away. It's in the palm of your hand.
We are commercial free for 2 hours. What's up? I'm Crystal.
Hey, it's Maxwell.
Oh my gosh, we're so scared watching what happened to Katy Perry. Well, this is something she loves to do. She loves to give out free pizza to her fans. If she's at a bar, she loves to give out free stuff. And she was doing this when a small young kid, I mean, he must have been like 11 years old, he runs behind Katy and almost like attacks her for a piece of pizza.
Yeah.
And she is so graceful, even though she was startled. Like, she turned around and she was really scared, yeah. But she noticed it was a little kid and she like graciously offers him the whole rest of the pizza and he's so happy. Honestly, looked like he was so hungry. So thank goodness there are people like Katy, because if it was me, I was scared. I would have like karate chopped. Yeah,
she's a pro. That's, I mean, we all know if you're a fan or you're a Katy Cat, you know she is one of the most sincere people on the planet. So
always keeping it classy. It's E100.
I know I have good judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise I'm not your different. And everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and
everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, please, please don't prove I'm right. Please, please, please don't bring me to tears when I just did my makeup so nice. Heartbreak is one thing, my ego's another. I beg you, don't embarrass me, mother. Just stay inside. I know you're craving some fresh air, but the ceiling fan is so nice, and we could live so happily if no one knows that you're with me. I'm just kidding, but really, really.
Maximum hit music mileage for your ride home.
2 hours commercial-free with Maxwell and Crystal on Z100.
New York's number one hit music station.
My baby found a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. I'm drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar. Comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord. It's gonna drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.
is Shaboozy going to be a part of our Z100 Jingle Ball? I don't know, but we will collectively find out tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Elvis. Plus, it'll be your first chance at tickets. So go ahead and set that alarm right now. Okay. It's Maxwell and Crystal with you. Thinking when I woke up this morning, little hungover, little turnt, whatever. Did not expect to cry tears when we found out that Hoda Kotb is leaving today. And the Hoda and Jenna thing that they do. She's like one of those people that you think is forever going to have her job.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, gosh. So she explained it. If you've got tissues nearby, grab them. Talking about turning 60 and making this decision.
It was such a monumental moment for me when I turned 60 years old because I started thinking about that decade. And I realized that it was time for me to turn the page. And so with all that being said, this is the hardest thing in the world. I'm going to be here through the first of the year, past the first of the year, and I'm going to stay in the NBC family, but it's kind of a big deal for me, so sorry, I seriously, I've been practicing so I wouldn't cry, but anyway, I did.
Hoda, we love you so much.
I mean, I think all of America was like either crying or fighting back tears this morning.
She added that she had her kids late in life, and she was thinking that they deserve a bigger piece of her time pie, and that broke my heart. Like, yes, on one side, that is true, but Hoda, we want to see you two every day, part of our family.
We don't know exactly what she's going to do. It's following a dream, of course, and that kind of brought up the question here. We need to ask you, if money was no option, you know, and you could go ahead and just do your dream job, you could quit, do your dream job, what would it be? What would that dream job be? I've had this conversation internally before, and I told some friends, you know, externally, I would be a train conductor.
You would?
Not even gonna lie. I'm talking like, you know,
you
what I'm
make
saying?
Everybody happy on the train.
You know, I'm just like, that would be, but what would your dream, if you could quit and you could follow your 800-242-0100 or shoot us a text at 55100. If you could quit your job, money wasn't an option, and follow your dream, what would that be?
I didn't think you'd understand me. How could you ever even try? I don't wanna tiptoe, but I don't wanna hide. But I don't wanna feed this monstrous fire. Just wanna let this story die. And I'll be alright. We can't be friends, but I'd like to just pretend. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love, my love. I'll wait for your love. Me and my truths, we sit in silence. Baby girl, it's just me and you. Cause I don't wanna argue, but I don't wanna fight. My tongue, yeah, I think I'd rather die. You got me misunderstood, but at least I look this good. We can't be friends, but I'd like to just pretend. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love, my love. I'll wait for your love. I'll wait for your love, my love. I'll wait for your love. And all that you made me. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again.
CEO of Morning Vibes.
Wake up with Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
Just tell your smart device to wake you up to Z100 on iHeartRadio.
I dive into frozen waves where the past comes back to life. Fight fear for the selfish pain, it was worth it every time. Hold still right before we crash, cause we both know how it ends. A clock ticks till it breaks your glass and I drown in you again.
Talking about dream jobs on Z100 New York's number one hit music station, 2 hours commercial free. I'm Crystal.
Yeah, what up? It's Maxwell.
Andrea here in the Lower East Side says, if money weren't a problem, my dream job would be a forest ranger living in a cabin in a bush.
Sounds awesome. Hang out with Smokey the Bear. We saw him in Vegas, dude. Go ahead. He's a cool guy.
Maggie here in Newark says, I would love to be a radio host. I love what y'all do.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We got pretty awesome.
We need weekend hosts, so send your air checks this way, please. Hey, who's this, queen?
My name is Sheila. I'm from Woodridge, New Jersey.
Sheila, hey girl, here in Woodridge. We're all sad that Hoda is leaving the Today Show.
I know.
She's going to be following her
dreams. I was
there
for her 60th birthday.
Go ahead. Oh, that was a
plaza with her. Go ahead. And I switched my bracelet with her. She took my magical bracelet, and I took her Hoda bracelet.
Oh, look at her.
I love that.
Flexing on us.
All right.
She's following her dreams. If you could just quit your job right now and do what you want to do in your dreams, what would it be, that dream job?
That dream job? I would take her job in a New York minute.
Go ahead.
I would like to be the Hoda of NBC.
Go ahead.
Of the Today Show every morning.
There's a lot of people going for that job. We're going to see who gets it.
No doubt. But...
Jenna and Sheila in 2025.
Uh-oh.
What up, Nicole? What part of the world are you in?
I'm in New York.
If you could follow your dreams, kind of like what Hoda's doing, quit your job, money's not an option, what would that dream job be for you?
Well, I got two. One is like what you said, being a train conductor.
I'm telling you, it'd be awesome.
You guys are both working on the MTA?
No, not the MTA, though. It has to be like Hogwarts Express type of train.
The New Jersey Transit.
What's your other dream, homie?
It's to work with Z100.
So now you're trying to come for our jobs. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I do have kind of the best job in the world. I'm not going to lie.
Sheila was going for Hoda's job, and now you, Nicole, are trying to come for ours. Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, we do have a really solid situation.
And like I said, we need weekend jocks, so send us your air check. Now, new music, Meghan Trainor, is called Criminals on Z100.
Lock me up because I've been bad, and I know I'll do it again. You're the best I ever had. I'm guilty, I confess. Blue lights, red lights. We gon' get real wild tonight. Blue lights, red lights. With you.
one for the ladies. I gotta keep a hood. Where we at, Polo? Hey! I see you, Ryan. Yo, Kick, you was right. But we just getting started. Yeah, man.
You say you're searching for somebody that'll take you out and do you right.
Show. Chalk the dropper, taking off his shirt and everything.
This arpeggio right here. It's out as well.
For sure. It's Young Jeezy. Loving his club. It's Z100. We're commercial free. It's Maxwell and Crystal. And we got this information that was really kind of like, oh, wow, this is what's going down now. Whew. Mayor Eric Adams indicted, man, 5 different counts here. And let's see if we can read some of these here.
This is the first time in New York history that the running mayor is up for federal crimes.
This is the thing. I want to diverge it. But can't we just live in a normal time? Like, why do we have to be a part of the world where, like, all of these, like, historic moments are happening. Can't we just be part of regular world?
Yeah.
Why do we have to be part of all this stuff?
Yeah, so, take me to Minecraft, please.
I'm saying it. All right, so anyway, bribery, wire fraud, conspiracy, and solicitation of a contribution by a foreign national. Now, prosecutors, they say that that Mayor Adams pressured the NY Fire Department to ignore safety issues and allowing a Turkish consulate building in Manhattan, all blah, 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 blah. Well, he had his, you can get the full story, Z100.com, his press conference.
And I asked New Yorkers to wait to hear our defense before making any judgments. It's an unfortunate day, and it's a painful day. And I look forward to defending myself and defending the people of this city as I've done throughout my entire professional career.
Damn, dude. Damn, man.
I need to research this more before I speak on it. I don't know. I know there's a lot of angry people on both sides. Politics will do that.
It's a lot. It's a lot, man. So, yeah, you want more on this story? Of course, we got you covered. It's happening in our city. We're going to tell you about it. Z100.com, all right? Now with the good stuff, all right? It's Olivia Rodrigo, Good For You, on commercial-free Z100.
Good for you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? For you, I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you should really help. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl. You're getting everything you want. You bought a new car and your career's really taking off. It's like we never even happened, baby. Tell me what is up with that. And good for you, it's like you never even met me. Remember when you swore to God I was the only person who ever got you? Well, screw that. Screw you.
Commercial free your tickets to see Nicki Minaj next. The Weeknd teasing an upcoming collab with Playboi Carti. I'm still not over this new song though, Dancing in the Flames.
Traffic dies while we are racing home. Mounted lights cover the open road. I'll be making, cause I've been chasing. Another odyssey. Oh, I can't wait to see your face. Cry
She needs to slow down. The baddest thing around town. She's nothing Free.
Z100.
Here with your daughter?
Yes.
How old is she? Hi. What's her name?
She's 9 years old. Madison.
Oh, that's you. Okay, cool. Yeah, I think that's fine for a 9-year-old to go to Gag City, right, Max?
It's Nicki Minaj. They're going to go to the beach. Each
hey, I'm Crystal, your caller 100.
Did she fall off the planet? Uh-oh, hello?
No way.
Okay, there they go.
Woo. Hello?
Yo,
hi, Mia. You won your caller 100.
Oh, my God.
October 11th at UBS Arena. Your mommy's taking you to Gag City. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mom, don't teach her what Gag City means, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby.